Measuring and Understanding Intelligence. What is intelligence, and what factors influence it? Many define it with a numerical score referred to as the intelligence quotient, or IQ. Some history. The IQ was originally arrived at by dividing a child's mental age, as defined by a test, by his or her chronological age, and multiplying it by 100. Using this formula, a child of 10 who does as well on the intelligence test as the average 10-year-old has an IQ of 100, or 10 divided by 10 times 100 equals IQ 100. As a comparison, a child of 7 who does as well as the average 10-year-old has an IQ of 143, 10 divided by 7 times 100. Today, even though most modern intelligence tests don't calculate IQ in the same way, the idea of an intelligence quotient continues to be used popularly as synonymous with intelligence. However, most experts suggest that intelligence be seen as more complex than something that can be measured on a test of general knowledge, mathematical and verbal ability, logic, and memory, which is where classic intelligence tests stop. It's widely agreed that current intelligence assessments fall far short of the goal of measuring or even understanding the nature of intelligence. What are some deficiencies of the tests? While it is accepted that IQ often does predict one's academic achievement, it can't indicate one's level of creativity or practical ability, the ability to cope with everyday life or work. Nor can IQ indicate one's potential for growth. Another weakness of IQ is the fact that the tests have long been known to be culture-bound, with one's score easily affected by the culture in which one was brought up. As a result, statistics that purport to compare the intelligence of the average person in different countries should be considered flawed, or, at least, to have very limited value. Regarding one's potential for growth, while many psychometricians, experts in the measurement of intelligence, insist that IQ test scores not be seen as changeable, others have a more nuanced, or a less black and white, view of how fixed one's IQ remains throughout life. One way to test the hypothesis that the IQ is fixed throughout life is to look at the relative contributions that genetics and the environment, the nature versus nurture question, may have had on an individual's IQ score. If it can be shown that the environment has played a role, then we can conclude that one's IQ can change during the course of one's life. Although it's well known that genetically similar individuals generally have similar IQs, a number of studies of adopted twins have sought to clarify the effect of the environment in genetically identical individuals. If intelligence comes 100% from the genes, then identical twins would have identical IQs, no matter where they were raised. It has been found, though, that identical twins who were adopted into different families do not usually have identical IQ scores, so environment must play a role. What's not known, though, is which environmental factors are most important. One, however, consistently seems to make a difference. Health. When average IQs are compared across the world, the one factor that has the greatest impact on IQ is the level of infectious, especially parasitic, disease in the population. The effect of parasitic infections in early childhood is a slowing of intellectual development, affecting children's performance on standard intelligence tests. Finally, the health factor might explain one of the most intriguing observations about intelligence, the Flynn effect. Since the early 1900s, scores on IQ tests have largely increased in most parts of the world, a discovery of scientist James Flynn. Based on the recent discovery of the association between intelligence and childhood health, it has been theorized that these rising scores might be due to an increase in vaccinations and improved nutrition, which tends to support the belief that the most important environmental influence on IQ is health.